New beginnings. Friendship. Having enough to eat. Nurses who work the night shift. Walking and playing in the snow. Those are just a few of the words written on the stars sparkling around us this evening. Our community has been practicing gratitude this Advent. We posed some version of the question, what are you grateful for right now, each week, week after week? And those are some of the ways we responded. When we decided to take on this project months ago, the idea was pretty simple. I think many of us were not feeling particularly grateful or hopeful as we looked at the upcoming season. We looked at intractable wars and crooked politicians and deep divisions in societies and communities, but so many situations that leave us feeling anxious or fearful. And we said, well, what would it look like to give thanks in the midst of all that? To pay attention to things that lift our spirits and help to sustain us. What are you grateful for right now? We asked one another, and the responses came. Sisterhood, the warmth of a fire in the chimney, being back home, my African roots, newfound community, a second chance. The stars with our community's words of gratitude are shining all around us this evening, and I think they make for pretty nice decorations. But what, you might be asking, do they really have to do with Christmas? I have a couple of answers to that question. The first is that tonight we celebrate the astounding news that 2,000 years ago, in a little forgotten town, God said yes to human life in a very personal way. The Word became flesh and lived among us, in the language of the Gospel of John. In a single human being, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. You can spend a lifetime unpacking that idea, pondering what it says about God and about us. And one thing I think it says is that life is a precious and amazing gift. Precious and amazing enough for God to share it fully with us. The simplest and most profound of pleasures, breath in our lungs, the gift of companionship, laughter on a loved one's face, the warmth of a room filled with song, all of it is part of the good life that God saw fit to share. It wasn't enough for God to create all this richness and simply watch it from afar. God chose to enter in, to experience it in full, to enjoy it alongside us. Paying attention to all the goodness around us, to the beautiful details of our ordinary experience, the daily gratitudes that make life good, it's a natural thing to do at Christmas. It is a great time for giving thanks. So that's my first answer. And my second comes straight from John's Gospel. We are all called to be witnesses to the light. It's a curious little phrase, isn't it? I mean, what kind of a light needs a witness? Generally, you need a witness when there is some sort of dispute, when something is in doubt. You wouldn't need a witness to a blinding light endlessly shining for everyone to see all the time. You wouldn't need a witness to a light that was obvious and clear, always. You'd need a witness for a light that was sometimes a bit dim, or hard to see, or easy to miss. And that is not a bad description of Jesus' coming at Christmas, you know. In the more familiar telling of the story from Luke's Gospel, you might want to go home and read Luke chapter 2. Luke enters the world in such an unobtrusive way that virtually no one notices. He's born not to royalty, but to a couple of common peasants. He is born not in a great city at the center of things, but in a tiny backwater town at the edge of the empire. He is born not in a palace, but in a stable. Except for a few awestruck shepherds out in the fields, most of Bethlehem probably slept right through the whole thing. Which is kind of amazing, isn't it? Jesus didn't come into our world in a way that bowled everyone over or convinced the whole creation once and for all that God had arrived. No, he came in an ordinary way. He came unobtrusively. He came in a way that you could miss. And I think something about that feels true to experience. Because let's be honest about it. It is hard to see the light of Christ's presence sometimes. Amidst all the conflict and injustice in our world, all the changes and chances of life, all the uncertainty and loss and worry that inevitably come with the gift of being human, the light can seem pretty faint at times. The light shines in the darkness, says the Gospel of John, and the darkness did not overcome it, but it still needs a witness, someone to testify to it, someone to keep pointing when it's hard to see. Which is where we come in, friends. We are meant to be witnesses to the light. In Jesus, we have seen that God came to share this life in all its complexity. Yes, the good and joyful parts, the sorts of things that are shining around us this evening. Here are a few more from our community's list. Becoming an aunt, meeting people at the soup kitchen, watching the landscape from a train window, singing together. God has come to share all of that goodness with us, yes, but not only those parts of life. God has come to share everything else besides. There's no part of our experience that God deemed off limits, not loneliness or grief, addiction or disappointment or sickness or fear, not even death. In Jesus, God determined to join us in all of it, to accompany us no matter what, to show us once and for all that we are never alone. We witness to that light when we remind each other of the tenacious and enduring presence of God, certainly with our words, but perhaps even more with our actions, when we accompany one another, when we include those left out, when we do not shy from the hard roads of shared experience, but venture down them together, when we stand up for those oppressed or forgotten, when we keep showing up again and again. In all these ways, big and small, we say to one another, do not fear. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So here we are, friends. I don't know if your heart is light or heavy tonight, if you are full of gratitude or toiling along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, in the old language of the hymn. However this night finds you, I hope you hear the good news that Christ came to share our life, and yours too, in all the complex and messy business that it is. Thanks be to God for that greatest of gifts and for all who reflect its light in our lives. Amen.